Hi there. I'm Sam Rashidiak. I'm the author of Living to 100%, 7 Minutes Motivation, the 10 Unbreakable Rules of Time Management, and welcome to my latest project, Balanced Circles. Are you familiar with Murphy's Law? You know that law that says, if anything can go wrong, it will. So Murphy's Law is accredited to Captain Edward A. Murphy, an engineer working on Air Force Project MX-981, a project designed to see how much sudden deceleration a person can stand in a crash. So one day, after finding that a transducer was wired wrong, he cursed the technician responsible and said, if there is any way to do it wrong, he'll find it. So the contractor's project manager kept a list of laws and added this one, which he called Murphy's Law. So another Murphy's Law is the one that I want to share with you in this episode. It goes like this. If it looks stupid but works, it isn't stupid. How many times have you found yourself surrounded by negative people? Those who seem to have only one purpose in life, which is to make you feel down and lose faith in your purpose. There are two types of heroes in life, the preventer and the savior. Saviors are those who do the firefighting. They do their best to save the day with the least damages possible. Preventers are those who do their best to prevent problems from happening. Unfortunately, it's very hard to determine whether something is definitely going to happen, but it's very obvious to see it happening. So saviors are often the ones recognized and popular, while preventers are mostly uncredited for their work, which sometimes has more impact and significance and can be even harder than it looks. With this logic in mind, if you choose to be the hero of your company, you may tend to look for the rewarding part, which is choosing what is recognized the most. But I must disagree with those who choose that path, because they can actually do the opposite and truly save the day. This episode is dedicated to those who have the innovators and entrepreneurs spirit in them. Regardless of what they do in their life, people tend to tell you that what you're doing is stupid until you prove them otherwise. But no matter what happens, do not lose faith in your purpose. Striving to satisfy others will lead you only to lose the self-respect in what you do and in who you are. Focus on the result of your actions and the intentions of your result, and you'll be just fine. At the end of the day, most of what the greatest minds of our time did at their early days started off stupid, but then it worked and it changed the world. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to go to www.samrashidiak.com or to www.balancedcircles.com or to SoundCloud or Podomatic or iTunes and subscribe to the podcast and communicate directly with myself on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and more. I'll see you next time.